we've had the chance to listen to y'all tonight. Thank you. And I just want to make a statement. It's not a long one. You know, this is not an easy decision. It's not a decision that should be taken lightly by anybody, whether out in the crowd, even those who aren't here tonight, or anybody up here at the council table. But we're discussing a possible change in leadership. And anytime you do that, it should take on a heightened importance. It has deserved my most thoughtful and careful consideration, and it has received it. You know, I've been on this council going on 3 years. Other than Dan, I've been on here longer than anyone. And Velma.
Thank you.
This past year, I've been the mayor pro tem. And during that time, I've seen some behaviors and actions of the city manager that some of you talked about tonight. Honesty, hardworking, good guy. And I agree with those. But after being on this council for 3 years, being back in executive session, serving as mayor pro tem, I've also seen other behaviors and other actions that you may have never seen, that I don't agree with. And none of those, whether it's an agreement or disagreement, have anything at all to do with my personal like or dislike of Steve. Nothing at all. They were strictly based on the facts surrounding whatever issue it is that we were deciding, and my views alone, or the views of the constituents I represent. That's what it was based on. After hearing from people tonight, all through this weekend, either for or against, and after giving this careful deliberation and praying on this, each time I did those things, the negatives outweighed the positives. And it's not just me. This past year, there were three articles in the Herald Banner. And it weren't just letters to the editor from some citizen out there. It was from the, and Brad may correct me, can correct me, but it's from the editorial board. And the editorial board of the Herald Banner is the editor. And then, Brad, you can correct me, but it's all the staff members at the newspaper, and they have a pretty good pulse on the community. And they come together and they write an editorial opinion. And there were three of them this year, and I just want to share these with you. It's not just my opinion. The first one was written March 30th of 2012, and it was titled, "The City Pulled a Fast One." And I want to read you excerpts. Late Tuesday night, just before midnight, and just weeks before elections, the Greenville City Council voted to make it harder to fire City Manager Stephen Alexander. I voted against that measure. It was at midnight. The problem with Tuesday's vote, and what every citizen in Greenville ought to find disturbing, is that there were no mention that changes to the City Manager's contract were up for consideration. Nor did it say that it would soon require five of Greenville's seven council members to remove Alexander from his job. What happened on Tuesday night is absolutely appalling. Such dirty, secretive tactics only provide more reasons for people who want to see that our city's current leadership, both elected and appointed, be swiftly swept from office. That's not me. That's what the community was saying.
Yeah, I was a 25-year-old editor who wasn't even trained to be an editor.
The next was an article written April 29th. Again, it's called Citizens Step Up. And it says in here that we've been critical of our local leadership, but we stand by that criticism, believing that this community would be in better shape, and this is important, and be less divided if not for the decisions being made by the people in power in Greenville. They have let serious problems fester, such as crumbling roads, stagnating economic development, while creating problems that just shouldn't exist. And the third is one written on June 24th. Again, these aren't letters to the editor, it's from the entire newspaper editorial board. It's called A Vision for the City. Leadership is all about persuading, not forcing, but convincing people to follow you in a certain direction. If we're honest about it, we think Greenville has suffered a leadership problem for many years. There hasn't been a consistent, well-executed vision of the future for Greenville citizens to buy into, and that needs to change. These were three editorial board pieces. I believe Steve is an honorable man, I do. I've served with him for 2 years, going on three now. He is an honorable man. We've had our disagreements, and we've met, and we've hashed those out. And he's a good man. And I agree with what you said tonight. But I don't believe he's the right person to be the city manager of Greenville.